Let's go. Let's go.
This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona on Eagle 98.1. Presented by Good Eats Kitchen. Order online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
So Good Eats Kitchen is celebrating a birthday.
How about that?
Yes, 1 year in business, which is awesome. And so one of the ways they're celebrating is by giving us a good deal. A BOGO, as a matter of fact.
So this is at the Ichiban location
the
only.
The Ichiban
though,
location only. That's right. You're going to get buy one, get one at the Ichiban Square store. That's located at Essen and Perkins tomorrow only.
So tomorrow, Tuesday, buy one, any meal, get any meal free, or the same meal free?
That's buy one, get any one meal free. Yeah.
There's an opportunity to try two different meals from Good Eats for the price of one and celebrate 1 year over at Ichiban Square on Essen.
That's right. And on Wednesday at their Willow Grove and corporate locations, they're doing the same thing. Buy one, get one all day. And again, until supplies last to kind of clear everything out before Thanksgiving.
Nice. So if you're cooking for Thanksgiving,
yeah.
or maybe you're just eating a little lighter, a little cleaner to prepare yourself for Thursday, here's a great opportunity to do it over at Good Eats Kitchen.
These would be good meals, too, to have in the fridge, maybe while everybody's, you know, preparing. You can get some breakfast for everybody in the morning. So Good Eats Kitchen, mygoodeatskitchen.com is where you can find them on the web. And mention Matt's Moment, get an additional 20% off.
LSU wins, Saints win, so all around a good weekend around here. LSU just continues to obliterate records. First program in the history of the SEC with a 4,000-yard passer, two 1,000-yard receivers, and a 1,000-yard rusher. It's just staggering what they're doing. Joe Burrow, by the way, crossed the 4,000-yard mark. He is the second fastest to do that in the SEC. Only Tim Couch, who has the SEC record from 1998, did it in 11 games, 42-85. Is the SEC single-season record. So this weekend against Texas A&M, Joe Burrow, if he just hits his averages, and he's averaging 324 and 3.7 touchdowns a game, if he hits his per-game averages, he will become the SEC single-season passing and passing touchdown leader against the Aggies. And what a better team to do it against after all the shenanigans from
year
ago.
Yeah.
But LSU clinched the West, so now we know it's LSU and Georgia in the SEC championship game. Tigers also got some help this weekend. So because Ohio State played a close game against Penn State, that's not likely going to be enough for Ohio State to leapfrog LSU. And a lot of people have sort of been creating this Heisman race controversy about how, or hypotheticals about how Justin Fields from Ohio State might catch Joe Burrow. He only threw for 180 yards, a couple of scores. He did fumble twice as well, so it wasn't a great day for Justin Fields. Certainly not enough to gain any ground on Joe Burrow. So LSU after this weekend still sitting good in both those spots, and of course they've clinched their ticket to the SEC championship game. Saints win by the hardest. The officials continue to be terrible, and the NFL is very hard to watch at this point. But the Saints now mathematically haven't clinched, but could do so. They play Thanksgiving night against Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
If they go on the road and win on Thursday, the Saints will clinch the division for the third consecutive year. There's only been one time in the history of the NFC South that a team has won back-to-back-to-back. So the Saints are looking to do something they've never done and something that's only been done once in the history of the division. So a big opportunity for New Orleans on Thanksgiving, on a short week on the road. In an unenviable spot, but going against a team that beat them in the Dome a couple of weeks ago, good get-right spot for New Orleans as well.